Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez, and I'm going to be talking about a topic that I would have never imagined to talk about in my podcast, but it's something that it needs to come out, it needs to be addressed. So, you already read the title of this episode. You already know what it's about. But in the case of those people that don't really are associated with the indie community and don't know what Burger Records is, well, it was. And a record label for, you know, indie bands, indie rock bands. And it was pretty popular in the community. I mean, a lot of people already know about Burger Records, but it was more popular in the indie community. You know, just with Lollipop Records, another famous one. And it's just insane that it took this long for this record label to be called out for what they have been doing for so many years, supporting horrible, horrible bands. Not in the music. I'm not saying the music is bad. The type of people that were in the bands. So, a couple of weeks ago, I found out, you know, from the post, from the Growlers, a band that I was following on Instagram, and they posted, you know, their story of the lead singer, how he was being accused of touching a reporter's breast, and I'm gonna be honest, at first I didn't want to believe it. I was like, nah, there's no way. Someone's just, you know, saying this. But I didn't actually read the whole thing. I just read the first page. But then the next day, one of my friends told me, hey, did you know what happened to the Buttertones? And I was like, what? What happened? And he told me, dude, they're no longer a band. Their record label kicked them out. They broke up. And I was like, what? Why? What happened? And he told me, you know, what the bassist did. And I was like, man, no wonder I couldn't find them on Instagram, because that was another band I was following. Dead. Gone. It was no longer there. And it all clicked. I was like, okay, that makes sense why they took it down. And I did more research, and I went to, how was it? It was a website, I think Brooklyn, Vegan Brooklyn, and they had the whole story. Well, I was like surprised, because the singer from Cherry Glazer, I forgot her name, but you know, she was in a relationship with the bassist from the Buttertones, and she just came out, you know, she told the world, her fans, what she went through with this man. And it just opened up the doors for a lot of women to come out and say, you know what? I got something to say. And before I continue, I just want to say shout out to Lured by Burger Records. It's a page on Instagram that tells stories of sexual abuse and pedophilia. amplifying voices and supporting victims of sexual predation by those involved with Burger Records. You know, it's an awesome IG page. I suggest you go follow them to keep up with all this, I mean, horrible, horrible nonsense that shouldn't be in the music industry, but sadly it is, and it needs to be called out. We need to expose these men for what they have done. Because this is enough. Keeping up with these type of pages, I wouldn't say is toxic, but because if you keep seeing it so many times, like, trust me, that's not good. Relax. But I am saying that it's important to know what's going on. If it wasn't for this page in particular, I would not know that a lot of bands that I have come to enjoy had a member, or like the band in general, were involved in these horrible acts. Just to name a few. Like I already mentioned, the Buttertones, the Growlers, two of the biggest ones from these stories. But other ones, the Black Lips, Part Time, No Bunny, and the High Curbs, just to mention a few. I mean, there are a lot more. So this like reminds me of a text, a DM that I sent to one of my friends, where I basically said that as a man, it pisses me off seeing these men using their sex and their position in a band to lure in these young girls. I would have never imagined that this was happening. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm a little naive. I didn't do my research, but I would just hear the music and that was it. I would only judge the person by their music. I wouldn't judge them as a person. I wouldn't ever, you know, do my little research to find out who these people were actually like. I didn't know how they were like off stage. Of, you know, the studio. Not making music. But I'm glad that these women are coming out and exposing these men. Because imagine if this would never happen. More and more years of abuse. I mean, if 2020 isn't crazy enough, you know, this is just making it more crazier. At least for me, for, you know, an indie rock lover. I grew up in the scene. I've been to, you know, a lot of shows. And, I mean, yikes. That's basically what I have to say. And something that I want to also point out before I forget. And I don't want to, you know, say the girls aren't being 100%, you know, saints themselves, but I do want to say they kind of basically helped get themselves in that position. No, hear me out. It sounds wrong, but trust me, look, after reading some of the stories, which, again, I'm sorry for these women that have been through this. I truly am. I cannot imagine what you guys went through. But I was noticing like a pattern. And that pattern was, it was really young girls. Like, I think the youngest case that I saw was a 14-year-old. And the oldest one was like around 20. But the majority of these girls were like drinking, getting drunk. I mean, and that's common in the scene. If you go to any party or concert, you know that there's going to be someone drinking. But the thing is, as someone that has seen alcohol as a way of just to relax and just leave it at that, I personally don't see the fun of someone getting drunk, or, you know, you yourself getting drunk. I've always seen that stupid, because nothing good comes out from that, at least from what I've seen. If something good has come from getting drunk, well, please tell me, because I don't know what it is. But what I want to say is, this basically helped as a way for these predators to commit their crime. And another thing is, some of these girls that are like really young, underage, they will fake their age to make themselves a little bit older. See? Now that made it more easy for these guys to do what they want to do. And another thing I've been noticing is, some of these girls will be in a relationship with these men. Sometimes they will be like, you know what? If he's gonna be my boyfriend, I guess what he's doing is what boyfriends do, you know? They were too young. They didn't really know that what these men were doing were, you know, shaming them, abusing them physically or mentally, you know, verbally as well, insulting them. They were probably just too afraid. You know, some of them were just scared. They didn't know what to do. And next thing you know, they were having sex. There were some cases where, when they were already going out, yes, like, they did admit, okay, we were having sex. But that's because they were accepting it. But when it came to, you know, basically you could say rape, was when they would say, you know what, this time I don't want to. Respect me, I don't want to do it. And these guys, they wouldn't care. So they would, like I said, if you break it down, they will basically rape them. Again, as a man, just makes me ashamed. Just because you're a man, you think you could do this to women? And look, I'm not gonna pretend like I'm a good boy. I'm gonna be honest. I have, you know, imagined stuff that I know I shouldn't have never imagined. I'm accepting my, you know, my flaws as an imperfect human. But that's the thing. Yes, we're imperfect. No one is perfect. We're gonna commit, you know, bad decisions. But there's a difference between knowing that you're doing something wrong and going along with it, than knowing you're doing something wrong and stopping. You know that what you're thinking isn't correct. It's just gonna lead you down to a bad place. Sooner or later, there's gonna be a consequence. And that's basically what's happening now. These guys that have been doing their disgusting acts for so many years are finally coming out. Not only for the indie community to know, but for everyone. Because all of this has been uploaded to the social medias. Once it's up in the internet, it's there forever. It's never going away. So, there's no turning back. These guys are done for. It's like what I said earlier. They're taking down their Instagram pages. The music is no longer being supported on, you know, platforms. Spotify, for instance, it's getting rid of some, actually like most of the songs associated with Burger Records. And that's a good thing. It's a change, you know? It's a movement. Why are you going to be listening to these songs? Because, I mean, they're going to be supporting acts that have committed horrible stuff. Horrible stuff. And it's also making a movement for other record labels. Because trust me when I say this, I have a feeling it's just not Burger Records. Burger Records is not the only one that is at fault. More record labels are going to come out. Trust me, I have a feeling. I mean, for instance, like I mentioned, Lollipop Records. They're being called out too. So someone from Lured by Burger Records sent their story of what's going on. How, you know, Burger Records and Lollipop Records are like basically linked to one another. And Desert Days, a festival that I've been trying to go to for like what, 2-3 years, is also doing some pretty shady stuff. I didn't know that. See, that's why I appreciate these platforms that have decided to, you know, use their voice to let other people share their voice. Because other than that, I would have never known that these, you know, festivals, record labels were doing these stuff. It's a wake-up call. A big wake-up call. And listen, that's not to say that every person that's associated with these companies are at fault. Some of them have decided to, you know, leave the label completely, you know, the garden. They say, you know what, we don't want to associate with these people at all. And another thing I want to say is people that were exposed in certain bands, that's not to say that everyone in the band, you know, is a bad person. No, I'm just saying that one member from the band did something wrong. Maybe the other ones knew and didn't say anything. If that's the case, then they're at fault also, because they knew what was going on but didn't decide to say anything. That's you basically still participating in the act. But for those that honestly had no idea that their member was doing such thing, let's not hate on that person. Because at the end of the day, that person is innocent because they didn't know. They honestly did not know what was going on. So before we start attacking the whole band, we need to, you know, do our research, take our time, and find out exactly who in the band is the bad person. Oh, and another band that comes to mind that has suffered through this is one of the members from The Regrets has come out and said that one of the members from the band Swarms, you know, has been abusing her. So like I said, it doesn't stop just at Burger Records. It's happening in more places. These monsters are going to be found and taken down. And I hope it happens. This needs to change. It needs to end. And you could help. If you or anyone that you know is going through you know, an abusive relationship or has already gone through one, and, you know, the person was never called out for their acts, speak out, please. It may not be easy, but the outcome is going to be worth it. Trust me. You have a voice that could change the world. Remember, everything is possible, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. So that's basically everything that I want to, you know, get off my chest. It's basically stuff that you could just find at Lord by Burger Records. Again, go follow them to keep up with the latest news, so we could find out, you know, what band we should be following or associating with anymore. Cause wow, like after seeing the hard work that they put into that page, what acts are coming out, I'm like, man, I mean, I really like this band, but after knowing what's going on, I don't want to support them. So yeah, that's basically it. I'm not gonna end this off with my, you know, normal outro, so I'm just gonna end it differently, make it more appropriate. So yeah, so again, thank you guys so much for listening. This is Fernando Lopez of The Mixed Genre. Catch you in the next one.